The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was high priest and ate the bread of the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat, and he gave some to his companions." Then he said to them, "The Sabbath was made for humankind, and not humankind for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath." Again he entered the synagogue, and a man was there who had a withered hand. They watched him to see whether he would cure him on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around at them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of heart and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately conspired with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. So for 2 years, I was lucky enough, while I was in seminary, to have my field education parish be St. David's in Austin. Now I'm sure Nancy will tell you that she's lucky that she's here with us too. This parish was just a bit outside my comfort zone. I come from a parish, I was raised up in a parish that had 100 names in the directory, but we saw about half of those each Sunday. This parish has over 1,200 names in their directory. 800 to 1,000 people each Sunday attend over 8 services. I can tell you I introduce myself hundreds of times. But the campus itself, the church itself, sits right on a busy corner of downtown Austin, and pretty much the whole block towards I-35 has many organizations that help with the folks that live on the street. In fact, in the basement of St. David's is Trinity Center, which is a resource center for those living on the street, men and women. And so our neighbors were present around the church campus 24/7. And a few were also present in church on Sundays. And it's certainly warmer or cooler, depending on the season, in the church, and always quieter than on the street. They mostly sit at the back, kind of fill in the back pews, close to the door. And every once in a while, someone would come forward to the altar for communion. They were quiet, kept to themselves, and really hoping nobody noticed them. But one particular Sunday morning, just a little ways into the service, a scruffy-looking man came charging in the back of the church and was yelling, "I need a Bible!" Picture meerkats. Everyone, heads up, looking around, turning to look at this man. Everyone with looks of surprise. The tension was palpable, and the church got painfully quiet. And the ushers and greeters frantically and immediately jumped up, going through the pew backs really quick to find those few Bibles that were there. Somebody had one, rushed over to the man, handed it to him. He took it,
He opened it. He read it. And said, cried out, "No, I need a King James Bible."
Well, there wasn't much the ushers could do at that point, but sit down. The reactions of the people there that morning were mixed. The acolytes had been stifling their giggles from the beginning. Some folks just laughed right out loud, and many were smiling. But there were others who were not so amused by this. Their discomfort was all over their faces. "This is not how we behave in church. He's disrupting our worship. Can't the ushers keep him quiet?" As I was studying our scripture for this morning and being reminded of this story, I wondered how many times the man with the withered hand attended synagogue on Sabbath, quietly hoping no one noticed him. You see, our scripture gives us no detail about this man other than his withered hand. And according to the Jewish Midrash and some oral traditions I studied this week, this man was most likely a stonemason. He had been successful until his hand had been crushed in an accident. And from then, his arm started to atrophy, and his withered hand just became slighter and slighter. Now, that hand sets him apart from those who work and support themselves and their families. He no longer can. And in first century, he is cast into poverty and shame. We can be sure that everybody is looking at him when Jesus calls him forward, just as the good people of St. David's couldn't help but look at the man yelling for a Bible. Perhaps some in the synagogue that day had the same reaction. They too were anxious about the disruption brewing in this sacred place. Now, it's taken just 2 chapters in the Gospel of Mark for Jesus to make waves in and around Galilee. He's gathered his disciples. He's speaking and teaching with a new and fresh authority on the scripture and law. His touch is cleansing lepers. His voice casting out demons. And he is healing people wherever he goes. Crowds surround him and his disciples as they travel from village to village. The people are watching him closely. And the Pharisees are watching too, following him and the disciples, questioning their motives and actions. And in our gospel lesson this morning, Jesus refers to himself in the same vein as King David, as the Son of Man, the Lord of the Sabbath. And now the Pharisees watch as he takes the man with the withered hand and asks him to come forward. They are very uncomfortable with what is happening. In the synagogue that Sabbath day, everyone is watching to see what Jesus will do. Now, it's easy to read this gospel lesson and think that the issue of the passage is a battle over the Sabbath, that Jesus and his disciples are doing something not lawful on the Sabbath, and the Pharisees are going to call them out on it. But Jesus is doing more than that. Jesus is asking the Pharisees a question that sheds a different light on the law. He asks them, is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath? To save life or to kill? This is not a question about work or productivity. It's a question about the purpose of Sabbath and an even broader question about the purpose of the law. When God gives Moses the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai and he brings the law to the people, God's purpose is for us to flourish and for us to get the most of our lives by directing us to help our neighbor. And this is done in 2 ways. First, the law establishes order.
It would be very hard for us to flourish if it's all right to lie, to steal, to murder. Second, the law works best, and we achieve God's purpose only when we are directed to the need of our neighbors. Both must go together. This is counterintuitive to the individualistic culture we live in. Aren't laws to protect my rights? It's law and order that makes us feel secure and comfortable, right? Order is good. A homeless neighbor yelling for help? Not so much. And the more we work towards order, the less we think of our neighbors. But God's law gives us order and so much more. God gives us each other. A whole community looking out for you and me as we look out for them. And sometimes that is hard work. People are messy, difficult, and unpredictable. So when Jesus asked the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" It is a question that goes right to the heart of God's law and the heart of God. Are we choosing to care for our neighbor or the comfort of order? Jesus cures the man with the withered hand that day, liberating him from the slavery of poverty and restoring him to life. This is the good news of the Sabbath. It is a day to remember our liberation from the slavery of sin, to remember to whom we belong, who belongs to us, and to find rest and comfort in the Lord our God, who always chooses us over order. Amen.